Well, good morning. It is National Irish Coffee Day. A little early for me, but yeah, that's your call. Think about this, though. No trucks, no Irish coffee. And in the movie The Irishman, Al Pacino, playing Jimmy Hoffa, preached about the importance of trucks.
If you got it, a truck brought it. Your food, your clothing, your medicine, a truck brought it to.
So I was thinking about the trucker shortage we have and how there wouldn't be one if every little kid lived out their fantasy as they played with their toy trucks.
This guy, when he was 6-8 years old, you know, I'd get him these little plastic toy trucks with a hopper bottom or a refrigerator or a flatbed on it.
That's Reed Wilkin of Gilman, Illinois, himself a trucker, talking about his son Cameron, who did grow up to be a truck driver. His most recent trip in the rig he bought 2 years ago when he turned 21 was to take a load of food to California.
That was his first trip out there in a semi.
And he was most of the way home when he stopped in Joplin, Missouri to get his favorite meal.
Cameron was a very big fan of Buffalo Wild Wings and stopped for the night. And I was his last text message. Went in and got something to eat, came out, and passed away in his sleep.
Word about what happened spread, and when Reed went to Joplin to drive his son's truck home, other truckers pulled on the highway to lead the way.
And then I got to St. Louis and picked up another truck. And then I got to Effingham, Illinois, and picked up another truck.
27 in all by the time the convoy pulled into Gilman.
So it's just something pretty special.
But even more special is what happened on the day of Cam's funeral. After the service at Iroquois West High School, the casket was placed on a platform behind the cab of Cam's truck, and Reed coaxed it the 4 miles or so to the cemetery behind a noisy procession of what his son lived for.
There was 103 trucks.
Quite a turnout, quite a tribute.
Very emotional that this 23-year-old child of mine made that kind of an impact on the community and the trucking community as well.
That's The Business of Food on 720 WGN.